The Alaska Mental Health Trust uses its land to make money to fund programs around the state. It owns 1 million acres, about a quarter of it in Southeast. Wynn Menefee of the Trust Lands Office says it wants to exchange a little more than 18,000 of those acres that face opposition to development.
Certain lands that we own next to the communities would be given to the Forest Service in exchange. The Trust receiving some lands that are more removed from communities that would allow development without necessarily influencing the communities as much.
The land is near Ketchikan, Juneau, Petersburg, Wrangell, Sitka, and Myers Chuck on the mainland north of Ketchikan. Southeast Alaska Conservation Council attorney Buck Lindekugel agrees those areas should be closed to logging.
Some of the parcels that the Trust has already received above Mitkoff Highway near Petersburg, Deer Mountain, and Ketchikan are very high-value public use areas, and there's been a lot of concern about their development.
In return, the Trust would get about 21,000 acres of timberlands of equal value elsewhere in the Tongass. Menefee of the Trust Lands Office says the acreage would be near a different part of Ketchikan and on Prince of Wales Island.
By making land that we can actually use for timber harvest or for some other purpose available to us where we don't have the conflicts with cutting behind a community or something like that, then does make the asset available or the land available and the resources available for us to use for financial benefit.
What other uses are you talking about?
Well, let's say, I'll just use an example, that you have some forested land that's near a community right now. We may harvest the timber, but we may also make a subdivision there.
SEAC's Lindekugel says some listed parcels on or near Prince of Wales should not be part of the trade. He calls one a wild and scenic river corridor near the El Capitan Lodge off the northwest part of the island. Another is a cave-rich parcel near the small town of Nocatee that includes a cavern that may have cultural value. But he says he's optimistic those will be replaced.
So far, the Trust has been willing to work with folks to avoid those areas of high conflict, and we're hoping that we're able to continue and resolve those issues.
The Mental Health Trust and the Forest Service negotiated the land swap about a year ago. It's already working its way through the bureaucracy. The Trust's Menefee says the trade and subsequent timber sales would allow more than income. He says it will provide logs for the region's mills, which say they don't have enough to continue operations very long.
In order to make this exchange happen in a reasonable time frame, it needs legislation, because if you do it through just the normal administrative process, it could be 7 years or something like that before we get an exchange completed.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski filed the Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Exchange Act in late May.
It was not a question of whether or not the exchange should move forward, but simply to the point of how are we going to assess the value.
The measure is one of a group of recent Murkowski bills meant to increase Tongass logging. Another would create 5 new Alaska Native corporations, each with 23,000 acres of forest land to develop. Other provisions would allow 2 existing Native corporations to sell or swap property that's been logged. Sitka Conservation Society Executive Director Andrew Tomes says Murkowski's bills will hurt the Tongass.
If you look at all of these pieces of legislation, there's a huge potential for a lot of impacts to the remaining forests on Prince of Wales Island and the potential for a lot of impact to the high-value salmon-producing watersheds around the Tongass that are in a state of protection that could be opened up by this legislation.
He's particularly concerned about a provision allowing Sitka's local Native corporation to sell 23,000 acres of land to the Forest Service. It's in Admiralty Island's Cube Cove.
And now, in this situation, the government would buy back the lands that were logged, and Sciatica made a profit on them, and now the government's buying them back from them. It's a strange situation.
Sciatica President, CEO, and Board Chairman Ken Cameron says the Forest Service wants the acreage because it's an in-holding surrounded by a national monument. The Forest Service isn't commenting on any of the legislation, other than to say it will do Congress's will. SEAC says proceeds from the Sciatica sale would allow the corporation to purchase other federal land, possibly on Prince of Wales Island. But Cameron, who would not speak on tape, says its board has not decided what it would do with the proceeds. The Sealaska Regional Native Corporation owns subsurface rights at the Cube Cove property. Murkowski's legislation would swap it for about 14,000 acres of forest on Prince of Wales Island. In a prepared statement, Sealaska says it's identified potential lands at Lancaster Cove on the southern part of the island that are adjacent to other native-owned lands, but it says such a trade remains subject to negotiation. A bill transferring about 70,000 acres of Tongass National Forest to Sealaska passed Congress in 2014. It was described as completing the corporation's land selections, but did not exclude further trades. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.